This is WRMI, Okeechobee, Florida.
Start off the show. This is a music show, actually. Episode number 121, and that there was Takeshi Teruichi and the Bunnies with their version of Fur Elise from an LP that came out in 1967 called Let's Go Classics. And I think given the frequency that I came across this record on Digs in Japan, I think this is probably their best-selling record. Some sad news. Takeshi Teruichi passed away last Friday, June 18th, 2021. He was 82 years old. Sad news. He put out hundreds and hundreds of records. It's pretty outstanding how much music he put out over the decades. Starting in the early 60s, he was mostly with a group called the Blue Jeans, which changed personnel over the years. And then for a stint in the 60s, like we just heard there, he formed a group called the Bunnies, but disbanded them shortly thereafter and reformed the Blue Jeans. So we're going to hear a few Takeshi Teruichi songs. I got another Bunnies song up next, and then after that, a couple Blue Jeans songs. Here you go. Takeshi Teruichi and the Bunnies.
Hey, hey.
many wild sounds from Takeshi Teruichi and the Blue Jeans we heard there in the last couple songs. We heard Himawari no Komichi, and before that, Ai no Kizuna from 1972 and 71, respectively. Yeah, lots of great guitar tone on there. Crazy fuzz guitar in Ai no Kizuna. And I started off the set there with a song by Teruichi and the Bunnies, a song called Komuro Oiwake from 1967. Yeah, some nice organ to start off there, but then some nice display of Takeshi Teruichi's chops there after the organ intro. Yeah, once again, he passed away last Friday, June 18th, 2021. Rest in peace, Takeshi Teruichi, and thank you for all the music. I'm looking forward to finding some more records of his and playing for you in the future. All right, let's change gears here. Well, it's still some heavy rock and roll guitar stuff, but a little bit different. This is from 1969. I picked up a handful of 7-inches over the weekend. This first one here was actually a hit. I think it got up to number 15 in Canada and number 14 in the States. Here's the Bubble Puppy.
Surprise, many things will come to pass.
jam for when you're waiting for the bus. That was Oliver Sane with a song called Bus Stop. You might remember I played a track by Oliver Sane kind of recently, maybe a couple weeks ago. I found a 7-inch that came out in 1974 on the ABET label here in Canada, also in the U.S. And that instrumental track there was on their Bus Stop. Great to find some Oliver Sane. Cool stuff. What did I play before that? I played, a group called Crow, a song called Gonna Leave a Mark. And I think that was the B-side there on a 7-inch I found. Crow were from Minneapolis from the 60s there. And I started off this up there with a group called Bubble Puppy with their hit song called Hot Smoke and Sassafras that came out in 1969. Now, you can hear Hendrix's influence on there for sure. I really love how that song was recorded. The guitar tone, lots of great guitar tone on this week's show. Sounds really great. And everything sounds like it was recorded a little bit too hot, which is great, especially in that case. Like I said, that song actually charted. You don't get a lot of charted songs on this show, but there you go. All right, let's change gears. Here is a group called Luna C. electronic music for you here on Pirate Radio TIAMS. From 1997, this is Octagon Man with a song called Vid, V-I-D-D. Before that, some jungle drum and bass from Trip One, a song called The Snowball. And starting us off was Luna-C, a song called Death of a Psychopath. All right, thanks for humoring me on that. Some 90s electronic there for you. Yeah, I picked those up kind of a while back. The first two together, but the last one there I found kind of recently. So I thought I would bundle those together there for you. Some 90s electronic. All right, I'll have some data and some more music for you shortly. But before that, I would like to do some shout outs. I'll start with Twitter this week. I got some nice tweets from DJ Marcus McBee, who is listening again in the backyard with some headphones on a Texan PL310. Very nice. And I also heard from Jorge Cervera, 75, listening in on one of those very thin Texans. I forget the name of it, the model number, but he was listening in Merida, Yucatan, down in Mexico, which is pretty amazing. So I guess reception or propagation is getting better and better with the solar cycle. Thanks for reaching out. I also heard from Mitch, KJ7CAT, posting a nice decode as well. I also heard from Tashin Reschner, listening out in Houston, Texas. Thank you very much for getting in touch. I think it's the first time. I also heard from Bobby, WA5107SWL, with a nice decode, and also DRMNA.info with a decode. And Al, WD4AH, Northern Florida. And Eric in Caledon, Ontario, my fellow Canadian Ontarioan. How are you doing, Eric? Listening in on a Kenwood TS-440S. Good to hear from you, Eric. Hope you can tune in again sometime. I also heard from Zach R. out in Alabama with a nice decode. And also Jolly Roger Mania, who once again sourced last week's picture, which was a young gentleman, I forget his name, singing his heart out on the back cover of his album there. I don't know if he put out some other records there, but yeah, pretty epic picture there on the back. I thought I would share with you all last week. A few more shout outs on Twitter. Hello to Brian, W8LN. Thank you for putting the word out each week about the program on Twitter. Hello to Kawasaki, AA Hachiyoni, Jerry Hectic, and One Deck Pete out of the UK. And One Deck Pete sent me a preview of a segment he's put together for an upcoming KMTS test transmission. Hopefully, I'll let you know about when that goes out in the future. Thanks, One Deck Pete. I also would like to shout out F4ECA Fred out in France, and JR's China blog out in Germany, and also PHXT, I think in the US, if memory serves. And a few more people got in touch by email. Brian, K04AQF in Melbourne, Florida. Thanks for getting in touch, Brian. And he heard some data before the waterfall IDs, and that might have been some co-channel interference. I think Dazman has said there's some Russian data stuff just north or south of us here on 5850 WRMI. There's a station ID for you. I also heard from Steve, W4OGM, sending along a very sharp but glitched decode, unfortunately. He had too many programs running on the computer. That happens to all of us, I think, including myself. And speaking of computer problems, that reminds me, yeah, I had computer problems last week. I'm glad the show made it on air. It was very close. I got it uploaded with like 2 minutes to spare. But yeah, no comb stereo and no text data. So maybe I'll make up for it this week. Let's see. Getting back to email, I got a very kind email from, or a group of emails from Richard in St. Albert, Alberta. It'd been a while since I heard from Richard, and he sent along reception reports for episodes 117 through the latest 120. And he also sent along some kind congratulations to hitting episode number 120. Thank you, Richard. I appreciate it. And I also got a nice email from Jeff. That's J3FF, who I usually talk to on the hfzone.org chat group. And he sent along a kind email. Thank you very much, Jeff. It's encouraging to get nice emails like that. Thank you very much. So, yeah, Jeff was over at the hfzone.org chat group. I'm getting ahead of myself there. I'd like to say hi to all my friends there, including Frigid, Merc, Fredis, Catface McNeowmeow, NCMCS, Jeff once again, and Dazman, who is the sound engineer for this program, and also Radio Northern Europe International, which you heard before that. I think that's it for emails and Twitters and everyone. So if you'd like to get in touch, you can email me at thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. My handle on Twitter is thisisamusicshow, but no W on the end. And a reminder to go check out the thisisamusicshow.com website for show archives and links to buy a t-shirt and maybe send over a couple bucks to help pay for airtime. All right, this is an artist that I played before, and you've also heard them on Radio Northern Europe International. This is Gweno with a song from her most recent LP, and this song is called Tear Ha More. another fantastic track from Gweno. Again, that song was called Tear Ha More. And this is from her latest LP, which I think came out in 2019, called Le Cove on the Heavenly Recordings label. I got to look into them some more. I think I'll like more of the stuff on that label. And that song, or that this artist, Gweno, once again, I heard first on Radio Northern Europe International on Steven's segment. And that was maybe a couple months back. So right after I heard that segment with her songs, I rushed right out and ordered her records online. And the second one just came. And yeah, I thought I would share that song. And there's a great live version of that. If you look on YouTube, there's a live version of that on the Jules Holland program. Go check it out. All right, it is time for some data. This week's data is backed by Bert Kampfert, a song called My Love. MFSK 64 text and image. Here you go. We'll be right back. MFSK64. Text an image for this week's program. I would love to see your results. You can email me at thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. You can Twitter me at thisisamusicshow with no W on the end. And you can also visit www.thisisamusicshow.com. I usually omit the www because it takes so long to say www. But it's optional. I think it'll work with or without it. All right, I have one last song for you this week, and I would like to play another Takeshi Taduchi song. This one is with his Blue Jeans group, recorded in 1971. This song is called Ona no Iji, A Woman's Will. All right, this was a music show, episode number 121. I am your host. Thank you so much for tuning in this week, and I hope you'll be back next week. Stay safe. See ya.
Broadcasting from the United States of America.